cliffcentral.com.
All right, that's Bieber with Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. It's called Despacito. And Sia was telling me he sang the song on stage the other day, performed it live, and he forgot all the Spanish lyrics. So he just went, ba-da-ba-ba-di-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
So bad. So freaking bad.
It's great.
I'm loving it, though. Takes me back to my hometown in Colombia.
Here we go.
But this is such an... I mean, call me cynical about this, but this is such a play for the Latino market.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Justin's pretty much wrung out every cent he can from teenage girls. He's tried to pretend he's black. And now he's going to go for the Latino market. It's so obvious the strategy that's being employed by Scooter Braun here.
Well,
call me cynical, but that's what it is.
Another thing is, you know, now the song is in Spanish and you can sort of pass off with certain things in Spanish because it just sounds sexy. But if you translate the lyrics into English, it's like, slowly I want to breathe your neck slowly. I want to strip you off with kisses slowly.
Like, sounds like an illiterate child molester.
And make your whole body a manuscript.
Oh, my God. A manuscript.
Yeah, and then the whole Puerto Rico line, that's the only thing we know.
Puerto Rico.
That's it. That means we will do it on the beach in Puerto Rico till the waves scream, dear Lord, so that my seal stays with you. My seal? That's a direct
sounds like a court transcript. It's like, yes, that's what he said, Your Honor. Can you point to him? Yes, that man over there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, Despacito.
All right, well, you know, we got to keep up to date with all the music that's working. Yeah, this is the stuff that people are listening to. This has gone straight to number one on a whole bunch of charts. So I thought it would be worth playing.
Oh,
I mean, it is nice. It's not a horrible song.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. All right, here's a message from Anushka. She says, I tune in, and the first thing I hear is the Kardashians and that annoying, nagging voice of theirs. Now I have a headache. Well, they don't all have the same voice, but yes.
They do. They're all programmed. They're on the same software. See, Chris implanted it. They all talk like this because they're kind of nonchalant.
Yes.
Can we talk about the Seacrest for a second?
Okay.
This Ryan Seacrest is doing... He's doing so much work at the moment. Now he's hosting a morning TV show with Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got the morning radio show, which he does on Kiss FM in Los Angeles. That's where I met him, before he was famous on Idol.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his TV projects, but it seems like the guy can't stop. What is... Leave some jobs for everyone else.
Nope.
Ryan Seacrest.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, guys. Ryan Seacrest, he's a robot, and there's eight of him.
Yeah, they probably are. I mean,
it's a conspiracy.
Listen, let's be,
well, it's better than your Avril Lavigne health update.
I know this is going to sound like I'm jealous, and maybe I am. I don't have anything to hide. The fact is, this guy is not that talented. He's not even that good looking. He can't sing. He can't dance. He isn't funny. He isn't the greatest interviewer. He somehow, this very, very mediocre talent has made it to the top of the tree. How did this happen?
Because the masses like him just the way he is. It's the same thing with the Kardashians.
Stop yourself from saying Kardashians.
No talent, none of that stuff that you mentioned, but they are coining it because their fan base allows them to coin it. That's all you really need in Hollywood is to have people buying into the Kool-Aid that you're feeding them.
Yep.
And if you have enough of them sipping on the Kool-Aid, your job is done. Your job is done.
And the fundamental here, work, 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 work. Because that's all those Seacrest drones do is they work.
You just have to keep on churning out stuff and eventually you'll catch on. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Because it's that easy to be.
He's relentlessly present. Because there's eight of them, but I mean, he's always there working.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who doesn't understand why you'd work so hard when you've made so much money?
No, my point is, you've got really talented people in the world. You've got singers like Adele.
Yeah, but talented people are lazy, Gareth.
No, but hang on. I mean, this bothers me because I reckon you've got to be good at something. It's the same reason I've always loathed and despised reality shows like Big Brother.
Mm.
Like, you've got to have there's got to be something about you that people go, well, he's the best at this. What is Seacrest the best at?
I dare
you to come up with one thing.
Well, he's good at making money, Gareth.
Yeah, but...
He's good at making money.
So is Warren Buffett, but he's not a fucking TV.
Yeah, but Ryan Seacrest is doing it in a different way, but essentially that's what his talent is. His talent is making celebrities and making money for himself.
Exactly. He's facilitating all the stuff you want to see.
Yeah.
Forgive me, I can't get over this guy. It really bothers me for some reason, and you can do a psychoanalysis on me and figure out what it is. I don't know why Ryan Seacrest is popular. I don't get it. I hear your arguments, but it makes no sense to me. A guy like this, he's like the guy who came third or fourth at everything, and yet somehow he has made more money than the guy who came first. Somehow it just seems wrong.
But look at what works in America. America wants, you know, to just be a hit on TV. You smile, you wave, you be on a family show. The mothers love you. The kids admire you. You're a perfect image. And that's what he is.
In other words, you've got to be as middle of the road as possible. Is that what you're saying?
That's kind of
the truth about... No, that's not. I mean, look, you talk about somebody like Adele, for example, who is supremely talented.
Yeah.
And she's successful in her own lane.
Yes.
And then Ryan Seacrest, who according to you is middle of the road, but is still successful. So, I mean, different types of people can achieve success through different means. Mm. America the Great, that's kind of what they're proud about, is the fact that you can be great in America and you can be anybody to be great in America.
Yeah,
like
but that's
their thing. Look, America allows you to be great even if you are talentless.
But Mubs, I think it's even simpler than that, and for some reason Gareth is choosing to ignore this, is that entertainment, like anything else, is a business, right?
Yeah.
Seacrest is just a deal-making middleman schmo, but he is such an important cog because he creates all the stuff, because talented people are lazy, okay? Their application is minimal. They'll be incredible, but then they'll be drunk for like 7 days in a row. Seacrest works every day to make sure we can see all these people. If there's no Seacrest, there's no celebrity.
Well, Woody says, Seacrest got bills. He gotta pay. So he gotta work every day. Hey. He got mouths.
Yes.
He gotta feed.
Kardashians.
So he gotta make sure that everybody eats.
There we go.
And isn't Ryan the second coming of Christ? He was born on Christmas Eve, after all. That's another message that just came through. Then this is an interesting one. This is from Hannah. She says, I'm lost for words. I'm so heartful of the way we as humans live, and we decide to... when it's time to take what doesn't belong to us. I'm talking about the 21-year-old Hannah who was hijacked and stabbed. Sorry, she's talking about a girl called Hannah. Killed for a car. A 20,000 rand city Golf. Those three guys just decided this is where life ends for this 21-year-old girl. I pray for her family and friends. Yeah, I heard about that story in the news. It's just awful, you know?
Yeah, she attended Stellenbosch University.
Yeah.
And two men are now being accused of killing her. And they've also been charged with rape. So I remember yesterday, the police said that three suspects had been arrested. But as of several hours ago, two men have been accused.
Wow. Horrible story.
Mm.
Here's a good message from Duncan. He says, please put Sia on mute when Ben speaks.
Yeah. Just doesn't work. We're not going to work on football. Tom Brady, 3-0 scores.
Is Chelsea a person already?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what we should do one day? We should just watch like a soccer match together.
See, what I realized last week 90 is that, minutes. What I realized last week is that between the three of you, your sporting knowledge and appreciation for stuff has not increased the last 3 years. It's actually probably gone backwards.
Sorry, but can we talk about the moments we had? So Ben found me Googling rugby and he was shocked.
Yeah.
I was trying to be well-versed in sports.
No, why were you
culture?
Really Googling it? I asked you were trying to...
No, I admire Sia because he is the kind of guy who, if he doesn't know anything about something, he'll try to learn about it. You know, he's not going to be willfully ignorant.
Ben,
really?
I got you, bro.
Why were you Googling rugby?
I was trying. One day, you're going to do a whole sports report, and I'll understand everything. Until then,
Googling rugby league. Why were you Googling rugby league? It's a very different sport to the one I talk about.
So, my friend just got signed to something Lions, and he actually plays professional rugby, and I don't know what he plays for, when he's, what's the Super 14 is, as opposed to the what, I really don't know, but I want to be a good friend and support.
Super 14, okay. I think, died about 2012, so your greeting was very...
It all just sounds very confusing to me, so before I sent like
so a, why don't you just ask me rather than go Google?
Congratulatory message,
I could have given you everything you needed in 3 seconds, rather than you ending up in some rugby league website.
Actually, that'll make things a whole lot easier now.
just ask Ben. All right, we had this dude on the line. You remember we had that guy call in yesterday about the Martians?
Oh, yeah. That guy. Yeah. The Martians in Santon.
And I got an email from some dude who heard that call, and he wants to tell us more. He says he can clarify some of the questions that we might have. He's actually on the line right now. Let me see if I can get him on here. Gotta switch this phone on. I've got Skype on, but not the phone. Hey, good morning. Is this Mr. N?
This is Mr. Hunt, yes. Is this Jared?
Yes, it is. Now, listen, I have some questions, and you send me an email about you're in a position to clarify some of this about the Martians. Can you help me out today?
Yes, definitely. We screened a call that came onto your show yesterday about a gentleman that said he spoke to Martians.
Yes.
Yeah, that gentleman is telling the truth. They are Martians, and from our offices, we can confirm we've made contact.
How do you know this? Who are you?
Look, I work for the Department of Interstellar Affairs. You don't know we exist, but we do. And this is because most of our work remains classified.
The Department of... Did you say Interstellar Affairs here in South Africa? That's a real department?
Yes. Look, I can't give you much more detail than that, Garrett, but there is someone who can. I'm actually trying to get you in contact with him.
You must understand at this point, just like yesterday, I'm very skeptical about this. I mean, why are we suddenly hearing all of this now?
Look, Gareth, all I can tell you is that these Martians are coming to Santon, in fact. Their arrival is imminent. We could not keep it a secret anymore because the public are starting to get wind of this and about these strange occurrences. Most of the major news networks are skeptical as you.
Yeah.
However, I can confirm this is all true, and the Martians, they love to dance.
They love to dance.
Oh.
Listen, I still don't know if I believe any of this. What kind of proof do you have that there, first of all, is such a department in our government?
Look, you know all those satellite dishes in the Karoo?
Yeah.
Well, very little is said about them, but we built them to communicate with the Martians.
I understood that they were there to kind of survey the background radiation and the background noise of the universe and try to pick up on any kinds of interesting galactic observations of an astronomical kind. That's not true? You're using these to communicate with Martians?
Look, Gareth, I do not have the necessary clearance to speak about that. But they have communicated with us, that I can confirm, and this was via our television satellite.
Now, what do these Martians want? Do we know?
Look, I think I've already said too much. I can get the minister to meet with you. He can come tomorrow morning at 7.
The minister of what?
Minister of Interstellar Affairs, Gareth. He deals with everything extraterrestrial. He'll answer all your questions.
So the minister can come here to see us tomorrow?
Yes, he can. If you have some Cadbury's chocolate, he would be more than happy to cooperate.
Is that all he needs? If we feed him chocolate, he'll come and tell us the whole story?
Yes, Gareth.
All right, well, tell the minister we welcome his explanation. We're very confused, and we would love to have him pop by and explain to us what the hell's going on. Thank you very much.
I'll definitely relay that message, guys.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Wow, it's hard to say goodbye to that guy.
Sucks.
This is getting very, very strange. Minister of Interstellar Affairs. I'll believe that when I see it. So if he comes tomorrow, then we'll know it's for real.
We should verify him with Prof Block.
Oh, Prof Block is visiting Copernicus's observatory in Europe at the moment. Otherwise, we would call on him, trust me.
Excuse me just one more time. Who observatory?
Copernicus.
Okay.
It's another thing to Google here.
Are we just going to roll with it as if we all know what that is?
Okay. Copernicus was an astronomer. I think he was the guy who first said that the Earth orbits the sun and not the other way around.
And because, then they almost burnt him at the stake.
Well,
or something.
You know, in those days, they burnt a lot of people at the stake. So
between that and Interstellar Affairs, I think my head is like getting too much now.
Well, there you go. You heard that guy sounds like he's got some kind of legit thing going on, and he wants to tell us more, but the minister won't let him. So tomorrow the minister himself will come in.
I
didn't know we had a minister of Interstellar Affairs.
I'm just a little bit, it's like, this is a bit much for me. I don't know what to say here. I just pictured myself on the rooftop of Sandton City. You know, like in Independence Day, when the big when the spaceships are flying above the people before it zaps them.
Oh, no.
I just pictured myself on the roof of Sandton City waving, and then this big thing comes flying over, and then it zaps all of us.
Hey, Rob, what's up?
How's it going, team?
Hey, hi, Rob. Oh, nice to hear from you, dude. Rob.
Yes, I thought I'd call in because last time I couldn't really speak because I had some other people listening on about podcasts, like Dutch friends, but I'm no longer friends with them. So now I can
speak
freely.
Because I asked you about the women in France, and then you got all coy. Yes. You got all coy and embarrassed with me, and you didn't want to talk.
No, I know. Oh, I hope she isn't listening. Lou, I'm really sorry if you're listening, but I had to tell the team. But, basically, I went to Paris, and then I fall in love with this French girl. And, she just came, a week later. I didn't even kiss her. We just talked for, 5 hours.
Wow.
We were both pretty drunk, and then we just started texting. And then she just came to Amsterdam a week later for 5 days.
Wow.
And she stayed with me straight up for 5 days. And I was like, and now we're together. So it's like a pretty crazy story.
Oh, young love.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. So does this mean that you got rid of the Dutch girl?
Yeah, it was tough, hey? But I had to do it because I just felt like a deep connection with this French one. And she's also like a 20 out of 10.
Oh, really?
So I had to know. I'll post it a pic on Facebook. I'm going to post it on Instagram soon, but I need things to kind of chill down a bit before I do the Instagram post. But other than that, I thought I'd just update you guys.
Does she speak with a really cute little French accent?
Oh, dude, next level. It's like, it's cute enough that you can understand it and not like she doesn't speak great English, but it's like sexy, you know? Like, when she can't speak properly, it's like sexy to help her, you know?
Does she even understand English? Does she know that that's what you're speaking?
No, she's proper. We had like whole text conversations and sent voice notes. Yeah, she gets my jokes.
You said she's a 20 out of 10. Did you meet her at the rugby game?
Dude, this is how I met her. The thing was, is that it was a save because my mate was so drunk. He went to go talk to her and her friends, and I was like, "Hey, cool, that's an accident waiting to happen." And you know, you say he comes in, he tries to put an arm over her. You can see she's like backing off, they're so stuck drunk, and I'm just like, "Hey, I'm gonna save the day." So I just came in, you know, smooth criminal, like sorted out the situation. I was basically the negotiator. I was like, "Look, don't worry, he's drunk. I'm like here to save the day. What's up? You know, I'm just Rob."
Beautiful.
And and then we'd exchange digits, started chatting, and I was like, "Okay, sick. I'm just gonna go all in." So she's probably gonna come out here next month again, I hope.
Oh, nice. So she's still in France, and you guys are doing the distance thing.
Yeah. I thought about it. Like, it's hard for me because it is summer. Like, I'm hitting Lang festivals this time. You know, it's going to be a challenge. But I think, you know what? I think I can do it, you know? Because I've never had this, like, connection, I guess. You know?
Are you still going to the gym in your pajamas?
Definitely. And I'm still painting my nails black. It's just a trend I'm trying to start here, you know?
Yeah, well, how do the Dutch respond to you pitching up at the gym in your sleeping clothes?
I've got stopped at the gate a couple times, but, you know, I'm, like, tight with the receptionist, so they don't bother me anymore. They just know that's my space. That's some individual, you know? Like, they're probably scared I'm going to say, like, you know, you're homophobic or transphobic or something. So they just let me through, and I'm just like, yes. And then,
Have you and the French girl, you've slept together yet?
Okay, Lou, I'm really sorry. Like, if you're listening, it just happened. Love's a weird thing. But, you know.
Yeah,
of course, dog. Yeah. It was like French love. It's passionate, though. Let me tell you, it's not like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to do this and like, fuck me harder. It's like intimate kissing, like sensual. Right. Let's light some candles.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Put on some like Stairway to Heaven. Yes.
Nice, dude.
Yes, yeah, Rob. So yes.
It's pretty chill, but anyway, I thought I'd update you. I just really hope that no one else listens to this. But yeah.
No, it's just, don't worry, dude. It's just you and me and the team. There's no one else listening.
Yes. I want to say what's up to Ben, such a G with the drone.
Hey, Rob, how's it going? Robert, you should see what I'm seeing here. Their entire production booth are in tears right now. Amanda and her intern are just laughing. Felicia's lost the plot as well.
Yeah. Okay, but Ben, you have the pictures of this weekend that I sent. So if they want to see what like the romantic pics, then you can show them. Oh, if you they
sent
have time.
Oh, you sent Ben romantic pics. That's very nice.
Robbie, you sent me a pic of the two of you at a like a death metal concert. Is that the romantic pic?
Yeah, that was true. Yeah. Oh yes, I'm a punk rock. Like I have a dark side.
Oh my god!
I'm punk rocker as well. I will send you pics.
Ben showed me the outfit you're wearing. It's like leathers and stuff.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty punk sometimes. I'm not gonna lie.
So when you say you're going to Lang festivals this summer, are they all violent punk rock festivals?
No. Only like three of them. The rest are all like deep techno. So,
what kind of an outfit is that? It looks like you're wearing some kind of gimp outfit. What is that?
No, it's like leather jeans, like leather pants, and it's my speed metal drunks top.
Oh, okay.
I got it in a thrift store.
It looked like it had like strappy, belty S&M stuff on it.
I'm not going to comment on that.
And Rob, your French love interest also down with the punk stuff then, clearly, because she looked like she's totally
had to
on the
be.
Wavelength.
She only I said you're only wearing black when you're going out to this rock festival with me.
She's
like
nailed the look though, huh? She just arrived.
Totally. That's why I knew it was soulmates instantly. You can't nail the punk rock and out of nowhere.
So are you thinking about her all the time? I mean, you've clearly fallen in love, right?
Yeah, it's like it sucks though because like it's summer and like I live in such a good area in Amsterdam. But yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. But yeah, we speak every day. You know what? I've limited it down to like our first conversation was last night, and I limited it to 15 minutes of phone conversation. So she gets used to that. I'm not always gonna be able to speak for a long time. Right. So I'm conditioning her already.
Good.
So that's kind of great.
Because otherwise, she'll want to talk to you for hours every day. It's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
And plus, like, you can't understand half of what she's saying. So I mean, what's the point?
It's the language of love.
No, it's game there. Like, I mean, like we have, like we can get. It's good enough that we can get deep enough to understand.
What
does
she call you, Rob?
Yeah. She calls me like Rob, like Ola, boy, mon chéri.
Okay, that's nice.
I've already given her a nickname, so it's pretty.
What's the nickname? Come on.
I said petal, you know, like a flower, a petal. Oh, I know it's pretty hectic.
No, that's cool.
I feel like that.
Well, listen.
Yeah, so that's my life right now, guys. So,
all right, Rob.
You know?
All right, bro. Okay. You keep...
cool, peace
keep
and love.
Up. Peace and love, peace and love.
Yo, peace and love, players. I'm out.
Peace and love, peace and love.
There we go. Hi, Rob from Amsterdam.
Hi,
so
Rob.
It is one of my new life ambitions, right? I want to go to Amsterdam and hang out with Rob.
He sounds like he has such a life.
I think we should all actually make a team effort.
He's got this hot French girlfriend. He had a hot Dutch girlfriend, then he dumped her for the French one.
Petal.
And you know that Hi Rob is having the best sex because high sex is the best.
Really?
Really?
Oh.
Oh, we got our resident expert on this matter. Okay.
High sex is pretty dope.
Please do elaborate more on that, nice. Mabale Moloi. When Mabale opens up, we should just seize the moment.
Ankia says, "Oh, I'm so glad Hi Rob had some passionate sex as opposed to normal fuck me harder types." Duncan wants to know, what is Rob's Instagram name? Ben knows. You know what it is.
KOOK766.
Joel.
Yeah.
That's such a random thing.
Atomic Beetle says, Hi, Rob is a god. People love him. All right, lots of other messages pouring in. We'll get to those in a second or two. Just in case you want to know what's going on today, well, we've got a rabbit in the studio, one of Lucas's rabbits that he brought in today. It's running around here. It's not shitting all over the place, is it? Please just can... It's not, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, please. Yeah. At least rabbits make those hard little... they almost look like tumbles.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You just pick them up with your hand, right? Yeah.
So it's better than it's easier than cleaning up after a dog.
Yeah.
Cat litter tray.
Get rid of a dog and get a rabbit.
But basically, a rabbit, nothing, whatever it eats, it comes out looking the same anyway.
Yeah.
So they eat those pellets, they shoot out pellets at the other end. It's the same thing. Nothing happens. I don't know how they get nutrition out of that.
Mm. So if I didn't have a cat, I'd have a rabbit. Yeah. Because you know, if I take this home, Yowzers would kill it.
Oh, please! You gotta be so careful.
Yowzers is evil. She tries to kill you at times.
And the dogs will try to kill rabbits. So you can't have dogs and rabbits.
Mm.
Not a good combo. But a very cute little rabbit bouncing around the studio, and we've also got an intern for our intern today. You know, Amanda's our intern. We got to know her a little bit recently. And our intern for the intern is Emma. She's at school. Emma, get to that microphone. Let me talk to you a little bit. Let me interview you. She's here for some work experience. And, of course, she's not going to get away with that without telling us a bit about herself. What's wrong? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Why? What do you think I'm going to ask you?
I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, tell me what you grade are you in at
St. Stephen's? I'm in grade 10.
Okay.
Yes.
And how's school going? I mean, are you enjoying it, or are you one of those people who just goes because you have to?
I kind of go because I have to for my extramurals. So if I could miss half the day of school and then just come when school ends.
What extramurals are you doing?
So I do mostly everything musical.
Oh, nice.
So I'm in the choir, orchestra, marimba band. All right. I do tech, crew.
Have you guys done some performances lately? You got some stage shows on?
We did. In first term, we did major production.
What's that?
So when the girls' college and boys' college form together.
Oh, that's cool.
To make a performance.
Because they mostly keep you guys away from each other.
Yes, yeah. They try.
Yeah, they try.
Doesn't work that well.
Were you inspired by Hi Rob's passionate story about a French girlfriend?
Sort of. I just think it's weird, a little bit.
Well, I mean, have you had any interest from the guys' college that you guys occasionally see when you're doing these shows?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, that's nice. I mean, you know, you've got to leave some room for relationships in your life. You don't want to become bitter and twisted. Right. So what's this show that you put on?
Oh, it was called the Caucasian Talk Circle.
Wow, that's very progressive. How did you get that past management?
We didn't actually.
The Caucasian Talk Circle.
No,
it's actually like
don't you know Caucasian people are meant to talk at all? Shut up and listen to everyone else?
Not talk circle, chalk.
Oh, chalk circle.
What is it? It's a classic.
This sounds very political.
It is. It's actually very political. So it's a German play.
Yeah.
And it's written. So he wrote it to like make people do stuff politically. So it's about a girl, Grusha, and the governor's wife, and she leaves her child. And then Grusha picks up the child, and then they fight for custody in the end.
Jeez, sounds very hectic for a school show. I wouldn't come and watch that. That sounds horrible.
It was very
deep. Are there at least some fun numbers where you get to dance?
Not really. I did. I had to play the cello, because I play the cello.
Oh, very good.
So I had to sit there throughout the performance, and even if you don't play, you can't leave.
Yeah.
So I sit there for around about 3 hours, doing nothing.
Do you want to kill yourself sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. But it was fun in the end.
Do the audience fall asleep? Tell the truth. Are there people who pass out in the audience? Because 3 hours is impossible.
I actually don't know. Because like, you can't see the audience. So you kind of just wait for someone to give you your cue.
All right.
Then you wait.
Wow, so you play the cello.
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. It's a nice instrument, that.
It is.
Oh. All right, so can you play that that famous Bach G? What is it? Let me find that for you. You know which one I'm talking about?
No, but I probably can't.
Oh, really? Because you're not that good, or you're still getting
there? I secretly can't play the cello.
The cello suite in G, don't you? You'll know this. Come on. Let me play this for you quickly. You'll remember. You'll know what I'm talking about.
No.
Right? Take a listen to this. This is probably one of the most beautiful pieces with a cello. Let's all take some time to learn something this morning instead of being idiots. All right? Thank you. be morbid for a second, this is the song I would like to hear before I die.
I was about to say that. That's a great song for that.
It sounds
It's magnificent. It's the most magnificent piece on a cello. I can't believe you don't know this. You are not a cellist's backside at this stage.
I know this song, I just can't play it.
I'm going to write that on your, what do you call it, work experience
evaluation,
form today.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, she says she plays the cello, but she doesn't even know this piece. It's outrageous.
Sounds like the beginning of a Maggie Smith movie.
Oh, it's so good. That beginning. Now you come back when you can play that, all right?
Oh, wow. Shameful.
You got brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, I mean, aren't only children sometimes a bit selfish?
I don't think I'm selfish.
Well, Amanda was busy nodding her head in the background. But you're not an only child. Come here, we can't hear you. What did you say, Amanda?
No, I'm not saying you selfish. I'm saying only kids are selfish.
Yeah, well, she's an only kid, so you are saying that. All right. So, Amanda, how does it feel to be an intern for 2 weeks and already have your own intern? Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas says I'm the senior intern now.
This is going to be the only show where there's an intern for the intern. This is insanity. All right. What kind of horrible jobs are you going to give Emma to do today as your intern? She's got to do some menial, terrible things around the office. Otherwise, she's not really going to experience what it's like to be a junior intern.
I think she should feed the rabbit.
Okay, that's a good start. Oh. And pick up the rabbit turds?
No, I do not. No.
Yes, I think that's important. We need to have someone to do that. All right. You'd see it's all madness and chaos here today. So in the production booth this morning, so I can give you a visual on what's going on here, we've got our two interns, the senior intern, Amanda, and then the junior intern, Emma. And then we've got a producer for the morning, Lucas, and then Balesa's here as well, who is one of our engineers stroke senior producers here as well. So we've got a hell of a crew on the show today. Sia's also back. What did you do yesterday?
How did your talk go?
Yeah, so speaking at a high school yesterday morning.
What did you say to them?
Actually, you know, we had a great, decent conversation with the girls of Macaulay House High.
Where is that?
It's around Parktown North.
Okay.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, you know, we don't understand the concept of like morning traffic anymore. So I was like, oh yeah, sure. I got my call time. Yeah. And I literally.
What time did you have to be there? 8 o'clock?
It was like 7:50.
Uh-oh.
So
let me guess, you were 5 to 10 minutes late at least.
Yeah. I'm glad like everyone was still filling in. So I spoke to them for about an hour.
Right.
And it's weird when I do all of these school talks.
Yeah.
Just walking into a school, I instantly feel like I'm 13 years old again.
But it's basically only 2 years ago for you.
But you just slip back into that whole mentality. And so the principal comes up to me afterwards, says, "Yeah, great talk." I was like, oh my gosh.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. He says, "Do you want to have coffee in my office?" I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, the principal's office.
The
principal. No.
He's calling me into his office. So he calls me in and now I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, you know, back straight, sit up. Don't say anything stupid. Yeah. He says, "By the way, no, call me Ross." I was like, oh my gosh. Now officially cool, calling the principal by his name.
Hey, Emma, have you got some cool teachers? Are there some of them that you really like?
Yes, there are a few.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes a teacher cool and interesting as opposed to like irritating and boring?
They tell us stories and they don't mind if we get sidetracked in class.
Well, I mean, in some subjects that's useful, right? I mean, like if you're doing history, for example, it's all about stories.
Yes.
Oh, so it can, if it's done well, you know, then it can be fun to go to those classes. Yes.
But it shouldn't be a teacher who talks all the time about their personal life.
Oh my God.
You don't need that.
No, nobody needs that. What's the most terrible lesson you've ever had where a teacher started talking about themselves? Don't mention names, but...
Okay, so we had a lesson and for pretty much... So we have 2-hour lessons now.
Yeah.
For the same subject. And it was like it happens a lot. So we have 2 hours and they just talk and we learn one thing in 2 hours and we still have homework.
Oh.
We haven't done anything.
What are they talking about? The subject matter or themselves?
The subject matter and themselves.
Oh. You should write a letter and get that teacher fired. That's terrible.
2 hours.
2 hour letter.
2 hours, hey, Mubs. Imagine concentrating for 2 hours.
Oh.
I just want to remind you at this point, you do it for three.
All right.
You come here for a lesson for 3 hours every morning. It's madness. All right, and how about you, Amanda? It was only like a year ago that you were at school.
Well, I'm going to talk about this teacher because she was awesome.
Yeah.
I actually had one great teacher, and I can actually say her name.
Yeah.
Her name was Lauren Sartle. She was my teacher when I was in grade four.
Yeah.
And we like just developed a great relationship. And then eventually when I was old enough, we started like going out together.
Wow. So you ended up friends with your teacher?
Like we best friends, yeah.
How much older than you is she?
She's 31.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think a friend of mine dated her. Name sounds familiar.
Yeah. You probably do know her.
Is she hot?
She's pretty fine, yo.
Oh. This right. Escalated very quickly now.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got to know these things about teachers. did you...
And the weird thing is now she taught my friend Cody and I. Cody is obviously my age. He's 20.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 31. And now her and Cody are actually dating.
No.
No.
It's another Emmanuel Macron situation.
You know.
Well, that's exciting.
It is quite cute because like, he's been in love with her since, how old were we? We must have been 12. Since she was teaching us when we were 12, wow. He's like been in love with her.
Oh, wow. Was there pressure that they had to keep it secret for a while until they'd figured out how to...
No, now you see, everyone thinks it was happening when we were in school. Yeah. Nothing was happening when we were in school.
You have to clarify that, though, because otherwise it could lead to all kinds of stories.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, no.
Sia, you look horrified.
Oh, no, guys. I'm sorry.
You're so judgmental, Sia.
Listen, like, nothing may have officially happened while he was still in school, but there's probably just, like, a little lingering of, like, holding of the hand when she was passing out a worksheet or something. Nope. I don't know. It's a bit too weird.
Do you think he fell in love with her first or the other way around?
No, I think he, like, fell in love with her first. Yeah, because I was putting pressure on. The one night we went out and we hadn't... Now, Cody went to JP Boys. I went to Eden Glen, so I hadn't seen him the whole of high school time.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't seen him either.
Mm-hmm.
So now we went out and, like, Cody was like, oh, Amanda, like, I'm old enough now. Like, it's time, you know. It's time. So then, obviously, I'm like, go, Cody, go. Like, get her.
Oh, so you encouraged this.
She's looking after her friend. Yeah.
He's my friend, shame. And then she was like... No, Amanda, I can't do that. There's too many kids from the school around here. And, like, it was at Stones, obviously.
Yeah.
And then she's like, there's too many kids around here, so I don't know if it can happen. And then with the peer pressure, it happened. And now they've been dating for a year and a half, I think.
Can I just put on record, this is a much nicer story than the one where you smashed that guy's head against the car door?
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Yo, did you? No.
About to smash it.
Guys, don't mess with Amanda.
No. Yeah. I want people to think I'm doing that. No, that was
I just want to warn our junior intern, don't mess with the senior intern.
No. Oh, yeah. She will punch you in
She'll
the
take
face.
You down.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Emma, have you started going to Stones yet?
I did once with my family. We had to go play pool.
Yeah, always take your family. Amanda and her friends.
Please don't fall into bad habits early on, all right? Before you know it, you'll be in fights every week like Amanda gets into.
Amanda's not a fighter, she's a watcher. Let's get this right.
All right, there we go. That's a useful intern update for the morning.
Well, that is...
There's a lot going on.
I'm taken aback slightly, guys. So they're official, 20 years old and 31.
Yeah, but see,
on paper, it's not extreme, but I think it's the fact that one was a teacher and one was a student.
Once, but that wasn't... There was nothing going on then, according to Amanda, who's in the middle of this. She knows... Mm. Just, you know what, Sia? Don't judge so much.
Yeah, Sia.
Different kinds of things.
It's a bit freaky, but it's fine. Okay, I'll try to be open-minded.
So what bothers you? It's not the age gap.
No, it isn't the age gap.
All right.
And it's the fact that I'm pretty much sold on the fact that I think something did
ignite. Click into play. Like, there was some attraction.
The seed was planted while Cody was still at school and the teacher
ever idolize one of your teachers? Didn't you ever think of one of your teachers and think, oh, she's just the most amazing, or he's just the most amazing person in the world? You do that when you're at school.
I guess.
You're looking for role models and heroes, so sometimes you do. You fixate a little bit. And then normally it goes away. Uh-huh. And it doesn't sound like these two were thinking about each other the whole way through high school.
Then what do you do when it's time for role play? Then it's like, you've been a bad boy. Then you see,
Amanda looks really uncomfortable now. You've ruined it.
Yeah, now you just ruined it.
Best of luck to them. Really, best of luck.
All right. Well, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I don't know the detail. What Amanda's told me now, it sounds pretty innocent. Sounds, you know, it's a love story.
Aww.
Sometimes these things just take a longer time to actually come to fruition.
Hmm.
And just as well, otherwise it would have been illegal. Hey, sometimes you just gotta,
I suppose that,
sometimes you gotta take your time. It's all sorts of relationships. 2017, things are much more exciting than they ever were before. Here's something interesting. Beyond Ears and Eyes today, they say that they're going to be talking about mental, physical, and emotional health. Laughter yoga. How do you like that?
Oh, right up Ben's alley.
That's correct. So a little bit of yoga with some laughter.
Great.
Right. A lot of people saying that they love that Bach on the cello. So, of course, we're going to prevail upon Emma to learn to do that, and then she can come back. And then someone says here, which I did mention, remind Sia about the French president. The French president is married to a woman who's quite a lot older than him. I think she was also his teacher once. And nobody talks about that as being odd.
Yeah, and they officially stopped. Well, like, he's voiced his feelings when he was 17.
Yeah.
So at least these guys waited. Hey.
Here's Anushka, who says, guys, please, Minister Fikile must crack down on drugs quickly and deal with it harshly. The Martians are coming and the Nigerians arrived a long time ago. Now we're here with Martians landing in Sandton. Can we please sort out the drug problem? All right, very serious from Anushka this morning. And Graham says, I hope Rob, hi Rob from Amsterdam, doesn't get hurt. He sounds very smitten with this girl.
Ah, so what if he gets hurt?
Exactly, that's
part of life. It's
part of life.
You get happy and then you get sad. That's the way it goes.
You got to throw yourself in there.
Mm-hmm.
Deep end's always the best part of the pool.
Sure.
Here's an interesting point about the rabbit that we've got bouncing around the studio. Someone says, I had a rabbit once, and it was the reincarnation of Hades. It was a vicious little shit. I gave it away after a year to a petting zoo, where it now terrorizes small children.
Yep.
So there are such things as evil rabbits.
And,
who knew?
And evil cats, meowses.
Allegedly. Here's a message I'd like to address quickly. I love you guys. I listen to your show every day, but oh my God, the data costs are killing me. I have Wi-Fi at home and at work, so let's just say I'm in the car for an hour max. I already have used 90 megs this morning. How many meg an hour should we be using when we stream on low audio quality? Should be at 18 megs an hour. I don't know how you could get to 90 unless you've got a whole lot of other apps open in the background as well. But what I would suggest to you, and for a lot of people who have data issues, I don't want you to have to miss out on the show, but you don't have to listen live. The beauty of being able to partake in the show is you can call us tomorrow about something that happened today, and the conversation can carry on. And if you're part of this family, you know, of a couple of hundred thousand people who listen to us every day, you can listen on podcast. You download it at work or at home. You say you've got Wi-Fi there. So get the app. You can download, you know, every episode virtually as it. Subscribe is the best way on iTunes. Then you just, it downloads them automatically while you're sleeping, and you get the new episode the next morning. It might be a day's delay, but at least you don't have data costs. So there's a way around this. To be honest, that's kind of how we got into podcasting rather than just broadcasting. And it's very exciting. Yeah. So there's an answer to your question to keep things easy. You know who we've got after 8 o'clock this morning?
Oh, wait, this is a big guest.
Yes, it's a very big guest, Ben. Probably one of South Africa's most talented people, full stop. He's certainly one of the most talented comedians. He's got a reputation that precedes him for all the right reasons. Do you know who I'm talking about? Any closer to a warm answer there, Ben?
Yeah.
Yes?
I know it's David Cowell.
David Cowell, that's right. He will be our guest just after 8 o'clock. Lots to get excited about.
Exciting.
We're giving away the box. Ben packed the box yesterday. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about it? Who's it going to? Are there front runners?
Well, Gareth Dory's been monitoring this because I can't be a judge because I'm too invested in the show, right? So Dory is the independent adjudicator on this. But today's the 30th, so there's still one more day we can get this in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all you need to do is go onto social media, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you get us and interact with us. And with the hashtag, send me the box, show us who you are sharing Cliff Central with. So who are you roping in to listen to us every single day? And if you're the winner, this box is actually really great. I packed it yesterday, although there's two more items going in. So there's about 8 to 10 items, all of which are very unique. You can't really buy them. Okay, you can buy a couple of them, but it's so worth doing. It's a decent-sized box. If you go onto the Gareth Cliff Show Instagram account, you'll see how big the box is. And that'll give you an idea of
how
cool.
Well, there's a lot in there. We're not allowed to give away what the details are, but when our winner wins it, then they can unpack it for us live.
And be the envy of everyone because we won the box.
We put in a bunch of stuff. You know, we get lots of interesting things around the studio here, and there's sometimes authors who come in and sign books. There are sometimes pieces of memorabilia. There's sometimes interesting things that nobody else in the world will have. So we will let you know when our winner is announced, and then that winner can unpack the box live and tell us as they're unpacking it whether they like the stuff in it. So we've tried to keep it all very unique.
Hashtag send me the box. Last day to enter. This is it. And then Dory will be cutting it off, finding that winner.
So do that today. All right, a couple of emails and things. Christian says, I was listening to your interview with Mark Banks on Friday on my way home on the London Underground, and I was laughing so hard I got stomach cramps. It was quite a spectacle. All the Londoners on the train started laughing at me. Now, you know why that's a big deal? Because London Underground passengers are like they're living in their own universe. They've all got headphones on. Nobody talks to anyone. No one looks at anyone. They pretend that nobody else is there. It's the most antisocial place in the universe. Thank you and your team for a great show. I always listen to your show. It reminds me of home with a fresh breath of realness that you don't get on radio. Very exciting. Here's another one on Mark Banks. JP says, I'm listening from New Zealand. I just listened to Mark Banks and I cried. I had to get up from my desk and leave the office. Thank you for the amazing entertainment, JP. There's some longer ones. I'll get to those later. Dear Gareth, to listen to you having a belly laugh this morning was the best therapy ever. You don't often laugh like that. I was in hysterics listening live, and now I'm listening to the podcast. It won't be the only time I listen to Mark Banks either. I'm obsessed with you guys. I don't miss a day. Mark was a year ahead of me at high school. His sense of humor is second to none. Love you guys. Long time, Joe. Isn't that nice?
Oh, wow. So,
a slam dunk with Mark Banks last Friday.
He was hilarious.
Next level. Really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes and then we'll get David Cow in here and we'll take your calls, your thoughts. If you want to WhatsApp us, 0797482090. CliffCentral.com.